Associate Professor Matthew Might is in the School of Computing at the University of Utah. He says we already have a cybersecurity crisis, but what keeps him up at night is the fact that it hasn't caused a real disaster yet.
I mean, the fact that anything works at all, given how vulnerable everything is, kind of amazes me.
Might says many computer scientists are working to get a handle on the current crisis, but the Department of Defense has awarded his team a grant to anticipate the next threat coming down the line.
A lot of the work that I do right now for cybersecurity is really just trying to clean up the mess we already have. And that's absolutely critical work, too. But for once, I see this as a chance to get ahead so that in 5 or 10 years' time, we won't be playing constant catch-up anymore.
Might and his colleagues are working on software to combat the next generation of computer vulnerabilities, attacks that are sophisticated and hard to detect. The military is anticipating that these attacks would be based not on flaws in security systems, but on exploiting the algorithms, the very rules or calculations that a computer must follow to solve a problem. Might's group will be tested every 6 months by a military team of simulated adversaries.
They're essentially playing the role of a Russia or a China in this case, and they'll be attacking us, and we have to use our tools to defend against them. And so I think making sure that we actually, you know, engage and win these engagements is going to be both fun but also somewhat nerve-wracking.
Might is holding what he calls hackathons every week with his team of about 10 researchers to make sure they're ready for the next simulated attack. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.